Sriman Rasara Sarambi Bangsivata Tatashtitaha Karshan Venus Fanair Gopir Gopinata Shiestunaha Vrindaye Talasirevai Priyaye Keshavasyacha Krishna Bhakti Pradidevi Satyavatyanamo Namaha Ato Natva Mantra Gurun Gurun Bhagavataran Yasanragat Gurun Natva Tato Jayo Mudirayet Jaya Saparika Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sunda Jupada Padmanam Jayastu Namaskaite kichwa parare nahu kama Kayai chen hai ven prabhu bhakti bhakti jan Vandana kariyami shobara charan Prabhu nityananda shri arvaita garadhara Shri vasari gaura bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, he's okay. So this evening, it's advertised this evening, the devotees and me. So we are happy to be with the devotees, and sorry that you got me as well. So this evening is a program for the devotees and myself. And tomorrow is the Adivas of Sri Gaurapunima, the Parikramas, Nabadeep Dham Parikrama Adivas. And that day, Adivas simply means the day before. It's the day before. And in Nabadeep, then Gurudev, he would come down to the temple on that evening. And so Srila Goswami Maharaj also, he will come tomorrow evening. And he, because it's a Tuesday, then he said that we can do program today, and then he'll be with us tomorrow evening, even though it's a Tuesday evening, on the live stream and whatever else it's broadcast on. I think every day this week, we will be together, because we'll remember place by place of the parikramas of Nabadeep. And it's definitely good for us to remember we are already in separation from all the activities and the festivals and the programs, and keeping in touch. And Madhavananda Prabhu is on his way with his bicycle, flying to Calcutta, or maybe already flew to Calcutta with his bicycle. So Madhavananda is another one. We did not know he was going there, but he's been nearby in Burma, but apparently couldn't cross from Burma, however way, whether he's trying to go to India or whether he's trying to go through Bangladesh, but he couldn't cycle from Burma into India. The northeast. But it's
countries up there that aren't really open.
They're restricted, yeah. It's the Bengal, it's northeast India, but it is restricted, yeah.
Like Sikkim area.
Anyhow, tomorrow then Srila Goswami Maharaj will be here, and we are already thinking of all of the programs taking place. And Janardhan Maharaj is in Bangkok, safe and sound. And everything is going on. So it's us this evening. And I was just saying to the devotees, I was out japa walking your dog. I mean, it's not really your dog, but the dog that you have given much grace to, our Milo. I was walking him to the hermitage. And at the hermitage, right inside and all right round the back where Milo stays, then You can hear clearly the kirtan here. You can hear clearly the evening aarti. And that's quite a long way. I mean, it's not miles, but it's a good distance between here and there. You think how many houses are around that hear the conch, the dong, 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 the bell before. I heard the bell from out there, and then I said, oh, very near. But you see, it is so very quiet here. It's completely quiet. So when somebody actually, especially when they make a live noise, it's different from a loudspeaker. Somehow the mridanga, the voice, the kartals, they are very sweet and they are carrying. So, but you think how many people hear this every day and how many tens of thousands of trees and birds and animals. They're all hearing this. Oh, you do? Oh, okay. So we must be on our best behavior. Play the mridanga nicely, sing nicely, don't sing out of tune, as we are accused of doing. The only way I can think of singing in black and white is to speak. Rap. Rap is singing in grayscale, right? Rapping.
I think we need to make sure everyone doesn't go walking in the dark. It's not Thai culture. Some of our devotees wander around at night, and we got complaints many times and recently.
Oh, okay. So Thai culture is not to walk around at night. And when does night begin?
After sunset.
After sunset. Okay.
Meaning in rural areas.
It's good to know what's the local culture. We'll follow.
What are these people doing walking around in the dark with their bags?
They're afraid of Western people in the night. Because they have many stories of local ghosts and so on.
Okay. Anyhow, we'll just follow the local culture. We won't disturb them. All right, so we were chanting just now the Vandanam, the prayers that we are traditionally chanting. And not to forget, also from time to time, we can remember the composition of Srila Gurudev, of the Pranam Mantra of Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Not to overlook that. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Swami Sri Bhaktivedanta Prabhupadaya Te Namaha Gurvagyam Shirasi Dritva Shaktya Vesha Svarupine Hare Krishna Timantrena Paschatya Prachyatarine Vishvacharya Pravaryaya Dibya Karunya Murtaye Sri Bhagavata Madhurya Gita Jnana Pradayane Gora Sri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishevine Radha Krishna Parambhoja Bringaya Guruve Namaha. So it's good for us to remember that, and that is for Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And he did not have a sort of a personally made composed pranam mantra, and for a long time, all the time that he was present on the earth, as it were. And maybe you all know, or some of you know the story, but briefly we can mention that I also didn't know how this mantra came about, except Gurudev composed it. We know that Gurudev composed this mantra, and then we received it, and then we're very happy to hear that on one of his tours, world tours, he composed the mantra. But when I was in Salt Lake City, a couple of years ago now, in Salt Lake City, then we were having a program. It was actually Christmas Day. We had a very happy Christmas. We had a really good Christmas program in Salt Lake City. Spontaneously means organized, but all the devotees came to one of the devotees' homes, and we had a program. The children had plenty of place to play. So many children in Salt Lake City, and so many adults. But the children all had a place to play, and then the adults were all in the front room. And Sripad Nyasi Maharaj, he just told the story. It just came up, this informally, how he was with Gurudev, and Gurudev asked him, what is the pranam mantra of Srila Prabhupada? What is everybody singing? Because they're from ISKCON. Actually, many of us are from ISKCON. What are they giving as a pranam mantra? And Nyasi Maharaj explained, it's just simply the kind of a little bit generic, the pranam mantra, just with his name changed instead of Srila Saraswati Thakur's name in the pranam mantra, one of the pranam mantras that was used for him. And they asked Srila Prabhupada, can you write pranam mantra so that we'll have your own pranam mantra? And he said, that is a duty of the disciple. One of my disciples will do that. But there was no disciple particularly qualified to do such a thing. And anyway, so no particular mantra was made, but Nyasi Maharaj explained this story to Srila Govinda Maharaj, and then Srila Govinda Maharaj said, I am his disciple, I will write. And then within a day or two, very soon, Gurudev, by his pen, he wrote this pranam mantra. And then everyone was very happy to receive it. That's how it came about. So taking on that mood as disciple, which he felt himself to be, also Guru Maharaj gave Srila Govinda Maharaj in his young days to the care of Srila Prabhupada. And also the Gita, he told him to learn Bhagavad Gita from Srila Prabhupada. So they had very close association. And Srila Govinda Maharaj took that mood, I am his disciple, I will write. And he composed this beautiful pranam mantra. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever we publish it on our Facebook, we start getting like 20, 30 shares.
Okay, well, good, because really it is the substantial mantra, pranam mantra for Srila Prabhupada. And the translation given here is, I offer my humble obeisances unto His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is Krishna's beloved associate, and who came down to this plane from Goloka. Taking the order of his guru on his head, he is the Shaktyavesh avatar of Nityananda Prabhu personified. That is the empowered avatar of Nityananda Prabhu personified. He distributed the Hare Krishna mantra all over the eastern and western world, delivering and uplifting all fallen souls. He is the best of millions of Jagat Gurus because he is the personification of divine mercy. He has distributed the sweet nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam and the transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. He is constantly engaged in exclusive devotional service to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami, and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I offer my humble obeisances unto Srila Prabhupada, who is like a bumblebee, always tasting the nectar of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Govinda. Jai Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. All right, so seeing as this evening is the devotees and me, then what would the devotees like to sing? Bhakti Lalita, would you like to sing something?
A few songs.
Hmm?
A few songs.
Then we can sing Prema Dama Deva Stotram. So often Prema Dama Deva Stotram gets a little, well, because we have the live stream programs, etc., gets a little left out. But in Nabadeep they sing every evening Prema Dama Deva Stotram. Actually, religiously, 10 verses every evening is sure, every single evening. And I remember one time somebody sang the wrong 10 verses. Because, and then only when they finished, they realized, oh, today is not whatever it was a different day. And then everyone said, oh no, we have to sing the right 10 verses, we must do the right 10 verses. So really religiously, almost like, oh, we sang the wrong 10 verses, then it's not like, oh dear, never mind, we'll get it right next time. It was, and the devotees all wanted to sing the right 10 verses. So today is Monday. Sunday is, and then Monday is 31.
Oh, yeah.
We know, we're just testing the mathematics.
No, I'm saying,
yeah, from 10.
It should say, but it doesn't.
Oh, it should say. It doesn't, but in the pocket songbook it does say that first verse 1 is sung on Saturday, and it's 70 verses. So 1 Saturday, 11, whatever that is. 11, so 21 is today. 21 to 30. So Pavan Krishna, would you like to begin? So everybody has the songbook? So 21 to 30. And we can chant one. You can chant one? One. We'll go in a semi-inner circle.
Vasta sarva bhauma vadana vyatarka shankara Vasta tatvi varta vadana viyadam
Vasta sarva bhauma vadana vyatarka shankara Dvashta tad vivata vada dana viya dambaram. Dashitata sava shastra krishna bhakti mandiram. Prema dama deva meva naumi gora sundaram Prema dama deva meva naumi gora sundaram Krishna 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 nama kirtanam Rama Rama Gana Ramya Divya Chandana Tanam Jatra tatra krishna nama dana loka nistaram
Jatra tatra krishna nama dana loka nistaram
Prema dhamma deva meva naumi gora sundaram Prema dhamma deva meva naumi gora sundaram
Dolavarya vamachira ramananda sambadam Yana karma murta marma radhavati sambadam
Godavarya vamatira ramananda sangvaram Jnana karma mukta marma raga bhakti sampadam Parakiya kanta krishna bhava sevana karam
Prema dhamma deva meva naumi gora sundaram
Prema dhamma deva meva naumi gora sundaram Prema dhamma deva meva naumi gora sundaram dasya sakya vatsya kanta sevano tarotaram shreshta parakiya radikangri bhakti sundaram. Sri Vrajasva Siddha Divya Kama Krishna Tatparam Prema Dama Deva Meva Naumi Gaura Sundaram Prema Dama Deva Meva Naumi Gaura Sundaram Atmanam Mitram Tramatadashitam Snigta Mukta Shishta Mishta Shushta Kuntahashitam Tantra Mukta Vamya Raga Savaseva Notaram Prema Rama Deva Meva Naumi Gaura Sundaram Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Naumi Gaura Sundaram Atmana vyatattva divya raya bhagya dashitam Shyama goparari kapta kokta gupta cheshtitam Muchitangri Ramaraya Bodhitatma Kinkaram Prema Dama Deva Meva Naumi Gaura Sundaram Prema Dama Deva Meva Naumi Gaura Sundaram Nashta Kushta Kurma Vipra Rupa Bhakti Toshanam Ramadasa Vipra Moha Mukta Bhakta Poshanam Kala Krishna Dasa Mukta Bhata Hari Pinjaram Prema Rama Deva Meva Naumi Gaura Sundaram Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Naumi Gaura Sundaram Ranganatha Bhatta Bhakti Tushta Bhangi Bhashanam Lakshmya Gamya Krishna Rasa Gopikaika Poshanam Lakshmyabhishta Krishna Shesha Sadhya Sadhana Karang. Prema Rama Reva Meva Naomi Gaura Sundaram. Prema Rama Reva Meva Naomi Gaura Sundaram. Brahma Sangita Kya Krishna Bhakti Shastra Dayakam Krishna Karna Siddhu Nama Krishna Kavya Gayakam. Shri Pratapa Rudra Raja Shisha Sevya Mandiram. Prema Rama Reva Meva Naomi Gaura Sundaram. Prema Rama Reva Meva Naomi Gaura Sundaram. Shri Ratagra Bhakta Gita Divyanatanad Bhutam Jatri Patra Mitra Rudra Raja Richcha Matkritam. Gundichagamaditattva Rupakavya Sancharam. Prema Rama Reva Meva Naomi Gaura Sundaram. Prema Rama Reva Meva Naomi Gaura Sundaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Nittai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nittai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nittai Gaura Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Nitai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. So we've been in South India with Mahaprabhu now. Today the South Indian section 21 to 30, and then came back to Jagannath Puri, and now in Jagannath Puri. Hare Krishna. So, are you leaving us? Slipping away quietly, okay. Any questions from anybody? Any questions from anybody else?
But for the benefit of others.
Oh, for the benefit of others. This side of the world?
Maharaj, please, can you tell us the story about the mongoose that lived with Garuda?
I don't know a lot of the story, except we knew him or her. Maybe he was a her, I'm not sure. Pinky.
I think
you're... Huh?
Maharaj said that once she had
been... Right, but was it a she or was it a he?
Maybe father.
Anyway, we knew Pinky, and he was in the mid-80s, 1980s. And he was not there in 83, and then I went to Malaysia. Guru Maharaj, Srila Sri Ramaraj sent me to Malaysia. But in 85, he was there, I believe, 1985. And my surprise, the first time I met Pinky was, we were seated and in a row, as we do, for taking prasadam. Lunchtime prasadam, sitting there taking prasadam. And then suddenly there's a mongoose walking around behind me and around my plate, and there's just like sniffing, and like a little, he's always on the go a little bit, and then stop and look around, and then he'll move along. So we're all taking prasadam, and this mongoose was just going in and out. And I'm like, what's this mongoose doing? And it's always Govinda Maharaj's mongoose, Govinda Maharaj's pet. And then he would say he's one of Gurudev's family, and he would go in his top pocket, and he would sit in his top pocket and watch everything. But then, yes, in Gurudev's own words, wanted to go to family life. Maybe it was female, but wanted to go to family life. Actually, probably was female, because then later we would see Pinky, because would walk with Gurudev. In the mornings and in the afternoons, he'd go for a walk to see the temple and to see just everything, the things that need to be done. And walking with Gurudev, then even later means 1980s, so then 87, so that's 85, 86, 87. So 2 years later, Pinky was a grihastha. And when Gurudev was walking, so he left, or he or she left home, in the sense of left the Gurudev's brahmachari sannyasi quarters and lived out in the jungle behind somewhere. And when we are out walking, time to time we would see Pinky, and one time we saw with some babies, and Pinky like showing off the babies, look, here's my family, here Gurudev, my family, like it. And then bit by bit we've seen mongoose, I do not know. We've seen mongoose plus mongoose plus mongoose different times around the mat. But gradually, with the construction, then the forested area kind of went. And we used to see behind the Paschatya Sevak Bhavan, the house where we had the office, everything. We'd see behind there many times the mongoose, and also the lizard. A big lizard, looking like a baby crocodile. We saw those, but now not. Gradually, the construction came, the land is cleared, and that is now behind it is one long building for pilgrims. For this time, now is Gauropanima time, the busiest time of the year. Now all those buildings, how many buildings have come over the years. Now everywhere is full. Everywhere is full and more than full. Means in the corridors, in the temple, anywhere there is space, then everybody putting up a mosquito net and sleeping. Even the poorest people have a mosquito net. It is pretty much essential, so many mosquitoes. And at night, without a mosquito net, you will be eaten so much. So that's about all I know about Pinky. But Pinky got the affection of Gurudev. Any pet that's Gurudev's pet must be very fortunate. What about? The geese. They were there from Guru Maharaj's time, which shows how long geese live if you don't put them in the cooking pot. They live a long time. They've been there a long time. And the geese is an example. You can say, oh, stupid goose, you know, bird brain and so many things. Maybe very simple brain, but they have a heart. They have a heart. They have affection. All these things. But not to Paramananda Prabhu, apparently. Because sometimes we talk about the geese. And I used to literally hold the geese, and you could stroke them, and they'd be very happy. They put their necks, so you can stroke the geese, everything. They're very happy. But they would chase Paramananda Prabhu. And also they would chase Janardhan Maharaj. And Janardhan Maharaj is not the fastest runner, so they would generally catch him and catch his cloth and like that. But they had affection. They were very sweet. They were very sweet. And when we were building, when Srila Acharya Maharaj was building the mat, the Seva ashram and that area around, so it became cleared so that you can walk around Govindakund. Before, there were many snakes and things. It was, you could go around, and I've been around, but all rocks and like jungly. But once it was becoming cleared, then often would go there, and the geese would come automatically from wherever they were around the lake. They'd see me and they'd come swimming across the lake, and they'd walk behind me, and you could hear their footsteps flop, 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 flopping on the ground. And for no reason except affection, because I didn't feed them. It's not like, oh, they've come and they're going to get food. They were just happy to get some attention and affection. And then we had mother goose, lady goose came. And then that lady goose, I've never seen such a thing before, but when that lady goose got eggs, then amazing how long and only she will sit on those eggs. Absolutely protective of those eggs. Absolutely protective. Won't get off those eggs, like extremely, they just sit there. There's some expression about as stubborn as a goose or something. Is it?
Stubborn as a donkey,
well, I'm not sure. But this mother goose would not get off the egg. Nothing until the egg is hatched. And even then, very protective, very, very extremely motherly, the goose. And now, now they've all passed away, actually. But then when the baby goose grew up, I can hardly tell who is mother and daughter. They're very, very, very similar. And good to be able to tell, because the mother was a little affectionate and the daughter a little. And they strong bite, and they bite you, it's immediate blood blister. Like solid blood, you know, the dark purple, immediately. A very strong bite. So the young one will bite, but the mother didn't bite.
Teeth, like razor.
But it's strong though, strong. But you can hold their beak closed, they can't open it. But they anyway, this is not exactly Krishna conscious, but it is We are happy to remember everything around the temple, actually. They were very happy days. And the early days, we had the oxen. The oxen for going to the rice fields. And today, everybody uses a tractor. We also use tractor today. I mean, in Navadvip, for many years now, using the tractor, not the oxen. But before, when I'm first there, it is oxen. And we are going with the ox to the rice fields, collecting the rice with the, of course, with the local devotees. We're just helping. And they are very expert how to load the cart with rice. Anyway, these are not Krishna conscious topics, but they are how India was, or how Navadvip was a few years ago. And now, almost nobody is using the oxen. Now it is all the tractor.
What was that story when Gurudev was challenging oxen? Guru Maharaj told him, don't do that, it is dangerous.
Yes, and Gurudev playing with the bull, yes. And Gurudev said, no, Guru Maharaj, he won't do anything with me. But that was before we are there. We've heard the story from Gurudev, but not that we have witnessed that. But things we have seen. But that Gurudev, like Krishna, in the sense, he can communicate with the animals and things, and with the those, they were buffalo though, they were, and very heavy, he says, very heavy, strong buffalo. But through affection and through heart, many things are achieved. And Gurudev told the story about when he was younger, he got very sick with some disease, some illness, and the doctor said he had to drink like so many kilos of milk, liters of milk every day. Whatever the number was, I'm not sure. But they are, then Guru Maharaj is thinking, well, how will we get this milk? And then Govinda Maharaj says, Guru Maharaj, don't worry about anything. The doctor said, I need this milk. If you give me permission, I will look after the cow, Davali. There was one cow there called Davali. And they had, somebody was looking after the cow, but and is giving little milk. And then Guru Maharaj is thinking, how will we get enough milk that the doctor is saying your medicine is to take so many liters of milk every day. And they don't have money, they don't have that facility to like go to the shop, buy 2 liters, 3 liters, 4 liters of milk, whatever it was. But then Gurudev said, Guru Maharaj, don't worry. If you give me permission to look after Davali, then everything will be solved. And Guru Maharaj said, okay, if you wish, you look after Davali. And then within a few days, Davali, from giving just a little bit of milk, she gave, I think, 5 liters of milk. Just by the affection of Govinda Maharaj. Govinda Maharaj giving affection to the cow, giving nourishment, all these things. And then, you know how a cow gives more milk when the calf is there. And then the calf is there. That's why the calf comes in. Navadvip, first the calf comes to the cow. They let the calf drink some milk, and then the mother thing with the calf, oh, my nice calf. But then, very sad, they pull the calf away, and then they milk everything, and then the last milk again they give the calf. It looks very sad, but actually it's nature's way. And they say that, no, it's not actually good for the calf to drink all that milk. For some reason. So it's nature's way that the cow gives much more milk than the calf should drink. So this way happens. So Gurudev was a little bit like the calf. The mother cow had so much affection for Govinda Maharaj and understood, okay, I meant to give more milk, then giving more milk for him. This was an example of Gurudev. The what?
With the dust of Guru Maharaj's, the dust of Guru Maharaj's lotus feet.
No tin box. No, that you have heard. Not necessary. Only the very simple thing that in earlier days, I used to have saver to clean Guru Maharaj's veranda. So used to, instead of sweeping up the dust and throwing it over the edge, used to sweep up the dust and collect it. But it wasn't a tin box, it was a respectable glass made, properly made, purpose-made box, not box, but upside down fish tank. It's from the fish tank shop, nicely made, with various holy things inside. No, but that's not, that's just paraphernalia, I mean, paraphernalia, but that's with somebody. Anyway, we are thinking now very much of Nabadeep. We have been in Nabadeep like every single year, practically, for 30 years for these festivals. Practically every year, maybe 1 year, some other thing, but every single year, and looking after the devotees, and decorations, the accommodation, the meetings with Gurudev, looking after Gurudev and coordinating everything, introducing, meeting, showing, seeing, and all the practical things. We get asked many things. Even really, we've had devotees come and say, how do I do laundry in a bucket? How do I wash clothes in a bucket? Oh, okay, then we'll give you a class on how to wash clothes in a bucket. But or anything and everything, we are there to help the devotees. And from the Western world, it is true. Some people never ever washed their cloth. They just, everything just gets put into a washing machine once a week and happens like that. Some of the questions are quite funny that we came to. But looking after the devotees, and with the internet, once internet came and email came, then we have a much better idea how many devotees are coming and who is coming. And remember, before we had very limited rooms. So, you know, the mostly devotees are in the corridors with the mosquito net and then sharing the bathrooms and stuff like that. And there are few rooms. So when the sannyasis come, then the leaders come, the older devotees come, obviously we should give some room to Goswami Maharaj, room to this different sannyasis, etc. And the regular devotees will have to live in the communal area. But before the age of the emails, then we would not know how many people are coming or who is coming practically. We'd have some names, but it was, you know, the flow of mail. It took 2 weeks for letters to arrive in Nabadeep. So it was not the instant type and send and it was received. And so it was always a juggling match, to juggling, like, not exactly a game of chess, but something like how to accommodate everybody befittingly with the facilities that we have. So this was always a big challenge. And then there's so much preparation, all these things. And then now these days are the days when so many people arrive to the temple. And then when they come, they all want to come to see Gurudev, of course. So we settle them in to their room, whatever. Some devotees, they don't even want to go to their room. They just say, oh, you look after my bag, just take me to Gurudev. You know, they just want to come to Gurudev like this. And no question of going bathing first and, you know, putting on dhoti and kota, they just we want to just come to Gurudev. So many things. And then Gurudev had his, you know, time, and some, he had to have some of his own time. But Gurudev so generous that he gave his own time. I mean, some of his own time. He's up at 3:15 in the morning and continuously on the go, all the morning with so many things, so many people, everything else. Then a little time after lunch to just, you know, to have some time just to relax a little bit. Vishram. You know, after lunch in Bengal, it is a very common thing, the vishram. They're up early, all morning, you're on the go after lunch. Then, it's a gentleman rests after lunch, a little rest. Gentle ladies can rest. If they get up early in the morning, if you get up at 10, then you don't get your rest. That's not applying to you. You are quite good to get up in the morning. But the Gurudev and Guru Maharaj and everywhere, the system is to bed early and rise early. So in other words, just after lunch was not the time to go to, for devotees to go to see Gurudev. So we have to also help that Gurudev will not be exhausted and that he will receive all the devotees, but at the appropriate time. So it wasn't that there was any barrier, but some just to know when is the time to go, and then we're making all these arrangements for the devotees to come. Please speak louder, I cannot hear.
Can you please tell something about welcoming the guests and the devotees?
Welcoming the guests and the devotees?
I mean, it's natural for some people, but not natural for others. Like, what's the mood? How should we see them, maybe, or attitude?
Well, no. I mean, what can I say? We receive the guests. Gurudev would always ask when the devotees came to him, and have you taken prasadam? Have you taken prasadam? And then we get into trouble if they haven't taken prasadam. So one of the things is, when the devotees arrive, of course, put their bags safely, get the things in their room, this, that and the other. And we have to make everybody very conscious about these things. You can't just leave your bag beside the car, you have to put it safely. You put your things safely and then prasadam. And Guru Maharaj was very much like that. We will come and have you taken prasadam, and sometimes we are coming as directly as possible. And the other thing was, then we learnt this from Gurudev, saying about Guru Maharaj, that whenever Gurudev goes somewhere and then comes back, the first thing he does when he comes to Guru Maharaj is, first he gives for any donations that have come to him, he gives to Guru Maharaj, then gives any news. Not that, oh, and by the way, here's, you know, some donation or something like that. First he gives some donation. So we were also, we learned from Gurudev. Gurudev was our example of how to behave with Guru Maharaj. So we'd also first bring a donation, give that to Guru Maharaj, give our obeisances, and then after that, Guru Maharaj will say what he wants to say, and generally, he would always have interest in the news of where we were, what we were doing. So, if I was in Malaysia, so he would always be asking about the people of Malaysia, and usually we'd bring somebody to him for the festivals. And then as he gets to know more devotees, or devotees who've been, he will ask about those devotees. And then, so this was the way that Guru Maharaj was keeping in touch with the world through the devotee's arrival. But he very soon in the conversation will say, have you taken prasadam? So, you know, maybe it's no, but then Guru Maharaj will say, okay, now you go and take prasadam. And then later talk. And Gurudev was also very much like that. We first we give a donation, and then we can give any news and all this, that and the other. But the saver is first. This is very much the, I mean, it's etiquette. It's not a financial thing or something. It is the etiquette. You are coming with something for the guru. You're coming not empty-handed, just walking in. We are coming to do saver. Everything is saver-oriented. And in reality, I mean, a practical saver activity is giving something. Something, it doesn't, if you don't have much, you don't have much. If you have plenty, you have plenty. And we would be bringing donations, and devotees bring donations, like from so many people where they are, because they want to do something. Yeah, it's a cultural thing. But everybody comes with something. But the brahmachari is coming to the temple, then they're giving their energy. The brahmacharis will collect something and bring to Gurudev. Nobody's coming empty-handed to Gurudev or Guru Maharaj. It is, it really looks awkward, or it looks funny if somebody is like they haven't been there for a year or 2 years, they come and they just come and say, "Oh, hello, hello, Guru Maharaj, my dandavat pranam," and then go. It's kind of, you know, where's the kind of the savor idea? It is etiquette, but it is a sweet etiquette. It's not the amount; it's the giving part. It is very sweet. And yesterday, you see, we went, and then we did the housewarming party and everything. They're spending so much money for the food, for this, but still, etiquette. You give some donation to the Vaishnavas and give some donation to Gurudev.
It's also like your energy, right? Like if you don't, you know, if you cannot maybe contribute with your time and energy, like working in the temple, you can do it.
But even you are contributing with time and energy. Still, it is something sweet. It's a gift. What are the... Okay, everyone who's been in the classes, what are the six loving exchanges between devotees?
Sharing what is in your heart and accepting. Sharing what is in your heart.
And
accepting that, from receiving that.
What?
Receiving
what?
Confidence, ideally, in Russian.
Accepting.
Accepting.
Okay, offering gifts, accepting gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, then accepting prasadam and giving prasadam. Only six items. But the giving part is good, and devotees are giving all sorts of things to Gurudev too. Where were we talking? Was it in a public gathering or not? Oh no, I remember. How many? We were talking about Gurudev's store cupboard, like 100 pairs of socks, maybe like shop of socks. Many, many, many socks, many hats, many kind of things, because devotees would come. But Gurudev would give them away. In the beginning, especially the beginning of the winter season, because then you need socks. And there, you know, the floor is cold and you're walking, this and the other. And Gurudev is giving away. But after, like Gaurapanima now, everybody's coming, they're all thinking, what can we give? And for some reason, socks is a popular one, so he had so many pairs of socks, maybe 100, maybe more, I do not know. And many things. And then Gurudev, they all accumulate, and then Gurudev give away. And then again, next year, so many socks coming.
So many
socks coming back. So, but devotees are giving presents, but they're giving some dakshin. This is always the case. I mean, you're asking me about like the etiquette of devotees coming. And, oh, well, I mean, other things, when they come to the mat, Gurudev expects, not only expects, tells that we have to tell the devotees what to do, what not to do. And the men will wear dhoti, not bhakta pants, not those, they call, well, I don't know, not this, but the white, you know, the white cotton, like yogi, they call yogi pants or something in the West, maybe. Anyway, but men must be wearing dhoti and women must be wearing sari and not also the gopi skirt, like the top and the bottom. It looks practically like sari, but it's not sari. And Gurudev is saying, no, sari. I mean, really, earlier he was quite strong about those things. Later on, more or less, Gurudev, what to do? It is the Western world. But in the temple, that was the standard. And then various things Gurudev wanted, that every devotee, before they go anywhere, even to the market, they will tell to the office, to the book room, us, they'll say that they're going out and when they're going out, when they come back, to come back. Not that just coming and using the ashram as a hotel to go and do anything, but the life will be in the ashram. Everything is within our ashram. Why you got to go to shop or do anything. Yes, you have to go to get your dhoti kota, this, that, and your sari, this, that, and the other, for the, in the first day or something. But then, actually, the seva life is in the ashram. Our ashram is like a village. It grew to be like a village. And why have we gone there? We've gone there for association, for seva, and for the sadhana, for the practices. So, as we're doing here, you have a morning program, and you've got an evening program, and you've got a day of seva. And when Gurudev is there, which is mainly these times of year, Gaurapanima Gurudev would be there, then they're getting the morning darshans with Gurudev, doing seva, preparing all the decorations, preparing so many things need to be done in Navadvip. There's always things to do. So, you know, the etiquette of living in the temple, Gurudev wanted everybody to know that, but it is not all rules and regulations. It is simply, how do you live when you go to your uncle's house? You know what is your uncle's, it's his house. How do we live in our uncle's house? We follow his rules and regulations, his standard. And so, at Gaurapanima, then many devotees are coming for a short while, for 1 week, 10 days, 2 weeks, and big wave coming in. And then it is suddenly the day after, even the afternoon of Gaurapanima sometimes, but usually it's the next day. Then suddenly devotees are going, you know, after the festival. We think we're going to have so many devotees like for a long time, and then suddenly the festival is over. But welcoming the devotees means making sure that they have what is needed too. And we would give a little guidance for those devotees who are coming, what to bring, and to bring your own bedding. How is the temple suddenly going to get for every devotee, you know, sleeping bags and blankets and all these things? And every year, still, by the donation of the devotees, because devotees are coming and they're saying, what can we do? And we say, well, you know, we are short of blankets and we need some 50 blankets or something. And then every year, we get 50 blankets, we get 100 bed sheets, everything. Next festival, you know, when the devotees go home, what happened? I'm sure I've seen some of those bed sheets in devotees' homes hanging on the wall. That looks very familiar. Then I mentioned that to one or two of the devotees. And, oh, no, I bought that. Okay, you bought that in the market. But we can't expect Gurudev, because essentially it is Gurudev. What are we going to do? Go to Gurudev and ask him for money to buy, you know, things for the devotees to sleep. No, it's impossible. So we'd always manage everything amongst the devotees who come. But it's a very simple thing. Just come with your own bed sheets or inner sheet and whatever is suitable, a chadar, something like that. And just come prepared. We don't go. It's not a hotel, the temple. And we'll try to make everybody aware before they go. And then when they arrive, they're self-sufficient, pretty much. But over the years, we've got more facility, then more things are there, no doubt. And Gurudev wanted everybody to come to Mangalarti. And he himself is up an hour before Mangalarti. I mean, not only up, we are with him an hour before Mangalarti. Like every day, he wants me to be there. We're doing the correspondence and things like that. So,
I think you've told us about some person who was sleeping 2 or 3 hours during 10 years or so.
Excuse me?
You've told us about some person sleeping like 3 hours per day for like 7 years.
Well, some stories, I mean, get changed around a bit. No, who I'm thinking of, well, no, who I think you're referring to. No, Gurudev's one of his servitors, and but I think for something like 4 years or 5 years, then he said, I never got a full night's sleep, like a night's sleep in all of this time, and maximum at a stretch would be 3 or 4 hours, because he was with Gurudev day and night, and he was serving him very, very like fully, and this morning. For those of you who are here this morning, we were singing one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs from Sharanagati, the one where he's saying, I want to be your dog, you are my master, I am your dog. You are the master, I am the dog. And I will be ready at any time that you call me, I will be ready to come to you, dancing I will come to you happily. And you see a dog comes to his master, call, hey, hey, come, and then wagging the tail and coming, dancing happily I will come to you. So this devotee, his name is, he's Bhimalananda Prabhu, he'll be Bhimalananda Prabhu, we are remembering you, he'll be happy if we remember him. And he said, I didn't sleep more than 3 hours maybe for like so many years. And Gurudev in the middle of the night, he's always, Bhimalananda sleeping on the mat like this, beside Gurudev. Gurudev's in the chair, sleeping, but with one ear open, ready for the call of the master. Oh, Koka. Yes, Gurudev, what can I do? Very sweet. And Gurudev liked that mood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sharanagati, telling that mood of the devotee. But Gurudev saying, there is not like the dog with the ear open. The Gurudev is saying this about, we'll be like the rest, like the dog with one ear open, ready for seva at any moment, any time. And the day before Gaurapunima, not tomorrow will be the Adivas, the day before the Parikrama begins. But the day before the Gaurapunima itself, and the day before the Vyasa Puja of Guru Maharaj, the day before the Vyasa Puja of Gurudev, etc. Those days, in the night, we didn't sleep. Almost didn't get any sleep, like any, because we're doing all that decoration, like in preparation for the day before. And so, big job, putting up all the decorations and the stringing the mango leaves, making these things for the fire, doing so many things. Later, then, the more recent years, then there is money in the mat and they are paying outside people to come to do it. They're paying people to make the flower decoration, this and that. But for years, we are doing ourselves. And it was happily part of the festival. But then the festival day comes. you're trying to stay awake during the program which is taking place. And I'm doing many things. Anyway, this is not really highly Krishna conscious, but everybody, Gurudev and Guru Maharaj, want that the devotees are looked after, always. But looked after means necessities, and they know where, you know, what to do, what not to do, where to get drinking water. And now, drinking water, everybody rich, so they're all buying water. But you can live without buying water. We lived for many years without buying water. You just need to know how. And they have good water in Navadvip, the municipal water. Water, food, accommodation, the program at Mangalarti, darshan time, morning class in English, Russian, Italian, Spanish, or Spanish was often there.
Australian.
And on the Samadhi Mandir, 9 o'clock in the morning. You see, it's a full day program. Morning, 9 o'clock, the class begins, 10 o'clock it ends. Then you only have 2 hours before it's the noon aarti again, so like 2.5 hours to do some seva. And then in the afternoon, a little bit of a vishram. And then, you know, by 3 o'clock, everything is back up and running. And then 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock, aarti. It is a full day. And now everybody needs some attention. Some attention. What to do. How to wash my clothes in the bucket of water. whoever has asked me that, please excuse. I'm not only using it as a simple example of like very practical things sometimes I'm not able to do. But I do have my own tricks of how to wash clothes in a bucket of water, if you do want to know how to do it effortlessly. Masterclass in washing our clothes.
Bucket washing.
And you know, we get tips. We get tips from devotees all the time about things. From Keshavananda. Keshavananda Prabhu was here recently, right? And I just missed him. He went away. I got some tips from him also. Practical things. I mean, tips recently means at the Ukraine Summer Festival, not this year, the year before. And then I thought, oh yeah, that's a good idea, this is smart.
Where do I speak in Bali, Ukraine? Chitananda Prabhu?
Please speak a little louder, really.
Chitananda Prabhu is here?
Chitananda's there in your little box?
Yes.
Okay.
We also have here, who else? The Nanjayadas, I think from Rome, maybe?
Oh, then, yes. Dandavat Tanjai Prabhu, Dandavat all devotees, Chaitanya Moy. Huh?
Madhavi Lata Didi from Poland, and I think from your Madhavi Lata.
Okay, wonderful.
And also he asked about the prayer, one question. Achyutananda asked.
Yes, yes. Achyutananda Prabhu, good to see you, missing your association. He does, he knows. So he knows whether really we're praying or just going through the formalities. But we've got the clues about prayer from Bhaktivinoda Thakur and from Narottam Das Thakur. We've got the clues in our song books, in the songs that we're singing about the mood of prayer of the devotees. We've got the clues from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, from the Shikshastakam. Prayers, the Shikshastakam. So, yes, we don't want to be selfish, we want to be selfless, but we want the opportunity, we want to have some strength that we can learn how to be a devotee and how to be selfless. Shakti buddhihin ami yakidin, all these things that please give me the power to be able to be devotional, to do something. And then it is not for selfish thing, it is because that's our real position. I've lost my home because I've lost the mood of giving myself. So instead of cultivating our for myself, we have to cultivate the mood of giving ourselves. And this is what is bhakti. This is what is devotion. But this bhakti yoga, now in the West, I've been a little bit in the West, and we see it has become just a fashionable word that people don't even know what it is. And you see these adverts for bhakti yoga, and it's just they offer something, offer an apple to a picture and say, this is bhakti yoga. I mean, whatever it is that they're doing, it is, I mean, we looked with Sripad Tyagi Maharaj, we looked something on the web, and like some of the top hits about bhakti yoga, they were the most nonsense things which are there. So we want to be careful to get advice from a good source as to what is the mood of prayer. And that source is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Gurudev, Guru Maharaj. And Achyutananda Prabhu, you know what is prayer. We've been with you. Your heart is a devotee's heart. You are asking the question. You look in your heart, what is prayer? And then with humility, tolerance, giving honor to others, we are offering ourselves, please give me the opportunity to serve. Please allow me to serve. We want some connection in service, not to be abandoned. If the Vaishnavas don't give their grace, then we will feel all alone in this world. We want to find devotees, we want to find the communities of devotees where we can be at home engage with each other, sing with each other, sing the prayers with each other, honor prasadam with each other, give gifts, receive gifts, reveal our mind in confidence, inquire confidentially, accept prasad, and offer prasad. We want to be with devotees. Many things, it's not so matter so much what we do, it is who we are with and what mood we are doing. We are walking in the forest, we are walking in the mountain, we are doing this, doing that, but with the devotees. The last couple of days we were in Meirim. Meirim with the devotees, and it was so beautiful. Mangalati Udila Arunapura Babage, as the morning, the horizon becomes reddened in the morning. We are chanting this, sitting, facing the sun, and it is dark and just becoming a little light. And then we are singing these songs there with the devotees, and it was just so beautiful. But you can be in the same place and not be with the devotees, not be chanting the songs, reading the translations, understanding, oh, this is a day given to us by Krishna. So many things. When we're with devotees, then together we can get some encouragement and see things in a beautiful way. So this evening it was billed as the devotees with Madhusudan. So you see, my good day, we are able to be with the devotees. My good day, I'm able to be with the devotees. This way. Anyway, we just had a very informal evening, but some little, amongst it, a little remembrance of Nabadeep. And the whole world must join with their mind in the parikrama of Nabadeep Dham. We have this Nabadeep Dham Mahapya and Nabadeep Dham Bhavataranga, which are all published, available. And we should all try to follow day by day something of the parikramas. And as we say, we can know even more than when we are on parikrama about where the places are. Because when you're on parikrama, sometimes you really don't know. It's so hot and everyone gets a little splayed out and you're not really very conscious of, you know, the details of where we are. So we can follow in some ways the parikrama with more understanding and with less pain of our feet, as we say. But it is, for myself, not being in Nabadeep, it is definitely a little bit of some separation during these times especially. All right, worldwide, and all the devotees here, our obeisances, and we'll end, as we do traditionally, with Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Rupa Sanatana Bhata Raghunatha. Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunatha. He Chai Gosai Kori Charana Vandana. Jaha Hoite Bhigna Nasha Bhishta Purana. Jaha. He chai go sai ja mui tararasa. Tasavara para renu mora pancha grasa. Tarera charan sebi bhakta sane basa. Janame janame mora e abilasa. E chai go sai jabe brache koila basa. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakasha. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavana. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pare Majaya Mana. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pare Padma Kore Asha. Hari Nama Sankirtana Kohe Narottama Dasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Giri Raja, Jaya Govardhana, Jaya Giri Raja, Jaya Govardhana. Nittai Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gora Hari Bol. Nittai Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.